Another day is here, and you're ready for it. What to wear? Check. Breakfast, lunch, and dinner? Check. Planning for what's next and how to save for it? That's where Bank of America can help. For your financial to-dos, Bank of America has experts ready to help get you closer to your goals. Get started at one of our local financial centers or 24-7 in our mobile banking app. Find a location near you at bankofamerica.com/talktous. What would you like the power to do? Mobile banking requires downloading the app and is only available for select devices. Message and data rates may apply. Bank of America NA, member FDIC.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
Hey everybody, it's Yaz. I want to tell you about my new book that's now available on Amazon. It's called Regain Your Power. It's all tips about how to keep your power, whether you're in a relationship or you're single, things to do, and you'd be surprised how power really affects how your relationship will be, whether you'll be happy. If you're having issues with your significant other, it will give you a lot of tips on how to regain your power to help you be happier in your relationships or if you're single. So check out the link in my podcast description. It's now available on Amazon. It's only $2.99, so it's affordable. And I hope you enjoy it. Hi, everybody. Good evening. This is Yaz. And tonight I'm going to podcast on Do Long Distance Relationships Work? Okay. I'm sure if you're in a long distance relationship, you want to know what are the statistics or what are the issues that people have in long distance relationships. So let me start by saying 58% have a success rate in working. So it's basically a coin toss as to whether a long-distance relationship will work or not. Okay, that's not a bad statistic considering all the obstacles that you have to go through. Before you start a relationship that's long-distance, you have to look at a couple of different things. Number one, you have to say to yourself, eventually you want to be together with this person. You don't want to live a long-distance relationship forever. So before you even start a long-distance relationship, you have to consider that person's circumstances. Now, if you're dealing with somebody that you met online and you, let's say you never met them before, it's not like they were living in your town and then moved away, you have to look at their situation. Maybe they have a job situation that they can't move. Maybe they have children there and they have a situation where they can't move. There could be a million different reasons that are holding them back from being able to move. So before you even invest yourself in a long-distance relationship or an online relationship, make sure that you know that that person will be able to move to come see you and live with you, or that you can move to them, and that you're in a situation that you can move to them as well. The other thing is, generally, if you know that person before they've moved away, let's say you have a situation, you have a long distance relationship where you knew the person and you had a relationship with them, and then let's say their job or they're in the military and now you're in a long distance relationship. A situation like that is a lot easier because you already know that person. You've seen them day in and day out, what they were like. You lived closer to each other and then they moved far. So it's not like there's so many mysteries as if you met somebody online and you haven't seen them in their everyday life. So be careful of who you meet online, okay? Because you could be dealing also with a catfish situation. If you've watched that show Catfish, it just amazes me that some of these people be talking to somebody for 3-4 years and have never even video chat with that person or know what that if that person is them. So one of my recommendations is if you meet somebody online and you're having a relationship, talking to them and getting to know them, definitely do a video chat and make sure they are who they say they are. Okay. You're also going to want to check out who that person is, you know, because some people could be married or in relationships and telling you something else. So you really have to look and check them out and make sure they are who they are and they are the type of person that they're saying they are. Okay. Definitely be careful when you deal with somebody that's online. All right, now I'm going to go through the pros of having an online relationship. One of the pros of having an online or a long distance relationship, I should say, is that it's not purely a physical relationship. You're going to talk to that person, you're going to get to know them more on an emotional level, and you're going to have more of an emotional intimacy with that person. It's not going to just be based on the physical. So you're going to probably, you know, get closer to them and build that emotional bond with them. You'll be able to talk about other things, talk about your day because you're not able to see them. So you're going to be trying to really bring that person to you by talking and telling them about your every move or your day or how's it going. The other pro to a long distance relationship is that it's going to give you more time for yourself to be independent and do activities that you normally couldn't do if you were living with that person. Okay, so you'll have an idea of living on your own and being on your own, and yet what you're going to do is you're going to talk to that person either during the day by text or video chatting or whatever schedule that you set up. A lot of pros that they say with the long distance relationship is a lot of times people idolize the person that they're in the relationship with, and they're looking at the positive traits of that person because they don't see them on a day-to-day basis. Okay, so it's almost like a fantasy. So they're going to be more ideal about it and feel that that person is even greater and there'll be more of a romantic interest involved. Now, we're going to get into the cons. One of the cons of being in a long-distance relationship is the costs of traveling. Now, if you're far and you have to get on a plane, you got to deal with, you know, airline tickets, traveling, you know, maybe you have to deal with hotels even. Another con is going to be you're going to be more lonely in a long-distance relationship because you're not going to be able to be next to that person and see them all the time. You know, there's going to be a lack of sex, lack of frequency of sex. There's going to be that lack of physical intimacy. You're going to feel like, you know, afraid that you're drifting apart. Another con will be jealousy. You know, you're going to be worried what they're doing. Because here's the thing about a long distance relationship. This is a big one, okay, is trust. One of the reasons that long-distance relationships don't work is there's no trust or there's a lack of trust. If you're going to be in a long-distance relationship, you better have a lot of trust in that person. And both of you need to be fully vested into the relationship in order for it to work. If you're not fully vested, you're just wasting your time and it's not worth the effort. So before you go in deep into a long-distance relationship with somebody, make sure that the other party is fully vested into the relationship. Because when it comes to trust, here's the thing with the long distance relationships. You can't check that person, okay? You don't know what they're doing. They could be telling you they're doing one thing and doing something else. They could be telling you they're going to bed and going out and meeting somebody else. You can never, ever check them. And I will tell you from my experience in talking to a lot of people that I know that have had long distance relationships, if they can cheat, they will cheat. Now, I'm not saying everybody cheats that's in a long distance relationship. I'm just telling you that a lot do. And why do they do that? Because they can. They know that other party can never check them. So keep that in mind. You know, if you want something that you're 100% secure about, then you should get into a relationship with somebody who's, let's say, 30 minutes away where you could always check that person if you have that doubt going on in your mind. because if you're going to be in a long distance relationship, you're going to have to trust that person and you're going to have to let a lot of things go. You're not going to be able to check that person 100 times every single minute of the day. You have to let things go. All right. You can't, you know, live your life or have your gut eating away at you, wondering where that person is or if they're lying to you. You have to have that 100% trust in what they're saying. The other thing is, that person that you're involved with, you have to be careful too, because they could be living a totally different life. For example, one of my friends was involved with somebody. She was living in New York. He was living in Houston, Texas. And she was talking to him all summer long. She was on the phone with him from 8 o'clock at night to like 4 o'clock in the morning, every single night during the summer, okay? Thinking he's single. He was telling her he's single. He even put in a relationship on Facebook with her, okay? And then what happened is on 4th of July.
Look, Bumble knows you're exhausted by dating. All the must not take yourself too seriously and 6-1 since that matters. And what do I even say other than, hey? Well, that's why they're introducing an all-new Bumble. With exciting features to make compatibility easier, starting the chat better, and dating safer. They've changed, so you don't have to. Download the new Bumble now.
July, he was at a barbecue, and she was video chatting with him. He went to his car to video chat with her, and she heard some woman outside the car saying, Mike, who are you talking to? Okay. And she was like, who is that? And the girl said, I'm his fiance. So now here's an example of somebody that was on the phone with her every single night for like a couple months, you know, putting in a relationship on Facebook, making it public and everything like that, only to find out that he had a fiance. Because there was no way to check it. And later on, when she ended up talking to that woman told her that she didn't live with him and that she used to go to bed early. So this is what I'm saying. You have to really, really check out who you're dealing with. Because, you know, people aren't always who they appear to be. So be careful of that. The other thing is, eventually over time in a long-distance relationship, things will start to fizzle out, okay? And it becomes very robotic. The calls, the messages, the meetings to see each other will start to slow down and reduce. So what you need to do to make it work is you have to schedule times to keep seeing each other. You have to move forward and have an ultimate plan, an ultimate goal of being together. And eventually one partner has to move to where the other person is. Okay, this is the thing. You have to have a plan. 70% of these relationships fail. The reason for failing is because there was no plan in place. It just kind of fizzled out. So you definitely have to have a progression plan. And that goes for even a relationship that you may have with somebody in your own area. If you had a local relationship, you have to progress forward when you're in a relationship, because if you don't progress forward, it's going to start to break down. Okay. You always have to have relationship goals. The other thing is, when another con of being in a long distance relationship is you're not going to see that person really how they interact with their friends, their family, how they deal in their environment. Because most of the time, you're going to just do like a video chat, or you're going to base your relationship by using technology on the phone. It's not the same as being there physically with that person. And let's say, do they get angry easily if they're, you know, let's say they go to a restaurant, they don't like the service, they could get angry about that. You're not going to see little things like that when you're in a long distance relationship, unless, of course, you're on video chat 24/7 with them, which is not usually going to happen. So there'll be little things that you won't see when the other person is living far away from you. But you have to definitely be committed in the relationship. Now, What they consider a long-distance relationship is anything over 125 miles. So if you're in a relationship with somebody and it's over 125 miles, they consider that statistically a long-distance relationship. And they said that statistically, 1.5 times the people will visit each other generally within a month, okay? And that they'll go between 2 and 3 days in between talking to each other. These are the averages, you guys, of what other couples do in long-distance relationships. And generally, most long-distance relationships, they're apart about 14 months, and then they eventually one party moves. Most long-term relationships end up breaking down within 4 to 5 months. So if you make it to the 8-month part, you're doing pretty good, and generally it gets easier. But the thing that you have to keep in mind is you have to have a plan. You have to have a plan of how you're going to progress with the relationship, and both parties have to be completely vested into the relationship in making it work. You have to make sure whoever you're involved with in this long-distance relationship is 100% in, okay? Otherwise, do not waste your time, okay? And that's pretty much the basic statistics. The other thing is, you want to be sure that this is the person that you want, okay? Don't just have a long-distance relationship unless you feel you could never live without that person, all right? Because it's a big, big commitment. It's hard enough to be in a relationship with somebody that lives near you, but when you're in a relationship with somebody that's far like that, you have to be really, really dedicated, and you have to have that trust. Trust is key as well. Having a plan and having trust and letting certain things go. Because if you're a very jealous person, or you're the kind that needs to know every single move somebody makes, you're going to be fighting a lot with that person most of the time, because there's going to be times that you're not going to know where they are or what they're doing, and you have to let it go. They said that couples who survived, they spent twice as much money traveling to see each other, and they resolved their arguments more quickly. They would patch their arguments up within a few hours than the other couples whose long-distance relationships didn't work. They would wait days before, you know, trying to mend their arguments. So people that, you know, try to really make it work and they try to resolve their arguments right away, and, you know, they spend the time and the money to see each other, those are the long-distance relationships statistically that last. Okay? So, like I said, the bottom line is both parties have to be fully vested. You have to have 100% trust in that person. And if you don't have 100% trust, you're going to have to just let it go and not worry about what they're doing. Because, like I said, you cannot check somebody that's not near you. And that's how you deal with a long-distance relationship, if you're willing to do that. And keep in mind, this is very, very popular today because of social media. There's a lot of people in long-distance relationships because the world has gotten smaller, so to speak, because of social media. People are having long-distance relationships with people in other countries, other cities, and they're finding people that they're falling in love with and they're trying to make it work. So if you want to make it work, you have to do these things. You have to be fully vested. You have to trust the person, and you have to plan a schedule out of how you're going to work towards it. You have to think about, okay, what times during the day are we going to talk? When am I going to see you? Are we going to see each other once a month? You know, you have to have a consistent schedule, and you both have to be in on what the plan is. And eventually somebody has to move, and you have to make sure that the person that you're in the long distance relationship is able to eventually move to you, or you're able to move to them. If you don't see a light at the end of the tunnel that one of you can move and be with the other, do not waste your time. You know, there's a lot of people that get involved in long distance relationships, and after a few months being in, they realize, oh, I can never move to you, you know, because of my children or my job or whatever other constraints, and they can't move to me. So then what do you have? You wasted all this time. So before you go in, you make sure that there is a goal set in place and that, you know, the goal is attainable. You're able to reach that goal with that person, and that that person that you're going to have a long distance relationship with is 100% in on it. And make sure that you check out who you're dealing with. All right. A lot of people get into long distance relationships with people they met online, and those people were not who they said they were. Okay. Or they were living secret lives. So make sure you do your investigation work and finding out what that person is about before you go and invest your time, your money, and everything else into that relationship. I hope you guys like my podcast. If you did, please hit the subscribe button and have a great night.